Track 4, Depression and PTSD. On the last track, we discussed types of adaptation reactions to trauma. Those were emotional numbing, trigger avoidance, and hypervigilance. As you are well aware, the most common psychiatric problem in the United States today is depression. Studies show that at least 50% of clients who suffer from PTSD also suffer from depression. Have you ever found, like I have, that when a client undergoes severe traumatic exposure, depression is a common side effect? On this track, we will discuss depression and its various manifestations when linked to PTSD: behavioral depression, learned helplessness, repressed anger, and loss and grief. On this track, we will examine PTSD related to sexual abuse and combat. Number 1. Behavioral. The first type of depression in relation to PTSD is behavioral depression. As you know, behavioral theory states that depression is the natural result of inadequate reinforcement, inadequate rewards, or inadequate recognition. This kind of depression can also occur when clients aren't loved or supported enough by others or themselves. Trauma survivors, those clients most in need of both, sometimes do not get the amount of either love or support that they require. Many times, this may be a recurring circumstance. Yet, other circumstances, it may be a direct result of the nature of the client's trauma. Luann had been raped by her uncle at the age of 12. When Luann promptly reported the uncle to the police, he was convicted and sent to prison. Although the prosecutor had sufficient DNA evidence to support Luann's charge, her family refused to believe her and shunned Luann from all activities, gatherings, and vacations. Without the love and support of her loved ones, Luann quickly slipped down into depression. Think of the level of love and support your PTSD has received. Would this be an appropriate topic in your next session, and how they can acquire this love and support now? Number 2. Learned helplessness. The second type of PTSD-induced depression is, as you know, learned helplessness depression. The learned helplessness theory was developed by Martin Seligman in 1975. Seligman administered electric shock to animal subjects from which they could not escape. At first, the animals fought, tried to get away, and uttered cries of pain or anger. Then they sank into listlessness and despair. Later on, in a second set of experiments, the same animals were shocked again, only this time, by pressing a certain lever or completing some other simple task, they could stop the electric current, but they made no effort to do so. From these results, Seligman concluded that the animals had learned to be helpless. Even when a means of relief was provided, they had become so set in their powerlessness, or so psychologically defeated, that they would not or could not end their own suffering. After being subjected to a traumatic experience continuously, trauma survivors can also experience this state. Those most at risk to contract this disorder are abused women and children, prisoners of war, concentration or refugee camp survivors, and torture survivors. Think of your chronically traumatized client. Could he or she be suffering from learned helplessness? Number 3. Repressed anger. In addition to behavioral depression and learned helplessness, a third type of depression is repressed anger. This results from a client's hesitation or inability to express anger. Often, clients may be afraid of being ostracized or looked down upon if they expose their emotion. Once a client decides to repress his or her anger, he or she turns that anger inward on themselves. There are two groups of trauma survivors that most frequently suffer from this suppression of anger. The first is a group which anger was punished or anger was used as punishment. For example, battered wives and children will undergo this type of depression because they feel that anger caused their suffering. The second type of PTSD clients who suffer depression as a result of repressed anger are those clients who have no specific individual to unload their anger onto. Survivors of Hurricane Katrina are an excellent example of this group of people. Many individuals who went through this natural disaster have no one specifically to blame for their misfortunes, except Mother Nature, and in some cases the local or national government. However, these groups are so broad and non-specific that any anger thrown at them would have little or no satisfying effect. One of my clients, William, who was subjected to Vietnamese torture, stated, "Everybody was responsible, but nobody was responsible." Number 4. Loss and grief. A fourth cause of depression is the common loss and grief depression. Almost without exception, clients who survive trauma go through a stage of loss and grief. Sometimes this may be related to a death of a loved one, but most often it relates to an abstract concept such as trust, security, patriotism, or self-worth. In all these cases, the client will most likely go through a grieving period that could result in depression. I find that if a client is indeed going through a grieving period that has yielded to depression, it is important to understand just what the client is grieving for. Many times I have found that clients do not understand grieving for emotional losses as well as physical losses. Margaret, age 17, had been sexually abused by her father at age 14. For years, Margaret had lived with this secret until she tried to commit suicide earlier that year. I believe that Margaret's depression was a result of her inability to grieve for those losses of her childhood. Margaret stated, "Every day, I just get these incredibly strong emotions, and I don't know where they're coming from. I want to scream, it's so bad." To help Margaret begin her grieving process, I asked her to list these negative feelings as they came upon her throughout the day. The next session, Margaret had listed apprehensive, embarrassed, insecure, and immature. I asked Margaret what she thought of these emotions now that she had seen them on paper. Margaret said, "They're all related to what happened with my dad. They're all a result of that." I asked her, "Do you think that they could be a result of losses you experienced after the abuse? For instance, the emotion apprehensive could be a loss of security. What do you think?" Margaret stated, "I see what you're saying. I think the feeling immature could be like childhood, because I never had an adolescence." As you can see, Margaret had begun to understand the reasons behind her overwhelming feelings and could now move on to the next stage of her grief. On this track, we discussed depression and its various manifestations when linked to PTSD, behavioral depression, learned helplessness, repressed anger, and loss and grief. On the next track, we will examine ways for a client to better understand his or her emotions related to feeling awareness, thoughts versus feelings, and writing out the trauma. Question 4. What are three manifestations of depression in conjunction with PTSD?